Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in. My name is Sabrina Wright and I'm your host today. What's really super exciting is that since we last convened, a lot's happened, not only in your world, but also in the world at large. And so today, I'm really honored to be able to share with you a conversation with Dr. Robert Greenberg. And this is a first for Live the Good Life Show in a couple of different areas. One is we actually have a sponsor of the show, and our sponsor is Touchstone Essentials. And Touchstone Essentials is a nutrition supplement and CBD company. And I was introduced to them, gosh, I want to say like 9 years ago. And what I have found to know about Touchstone is that they were born with a passion and a commitment to clean ingredients, organic practices, and sustainability. Their nutritional supplements really read like a recipe for good health. They're filled with organic fruits and veggies and never any toxic additives. What I've come to know and learn is that good health, vitality, and longevity take root at a cellular level. And our bodies are sustained by up to 100 trillion cells. And that's what creates the energy within our body. It's the building blocks to our immune system. And our body's supposed to repair and regenerate itself, which then breathes life back into our lives. And Touchstone provides cellular health solutions that are changing people's lives. So today, as you're listening to our conversation, please call in. It's a call-in show. Our phone number is, 1-800-2-
I'll get you there, Sabrina. I got you.
Okay, Benny.
Yeah, 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. There you go.
I don't know why I don't remember it. So please call in during the show today, ask your questions. And also, Touchstone Essentials is offering a $50 gift card toward your initial purchase of any of their products. And all you have to do to get that gift card is to call in, leave your name, your email address, and a phone number, or drop me an email at Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. And in the subject line, put Touchstone gift card and leave me your info. All right. So let me tell you about my guest today, Dr. Robert Greenberg. I've heard him, I think I was introduced to him, I want to say last year, and I've heard him speak a number of times, and I needed to expose what he knows and what he does to you, my listeners. So I reached out and I said, Dr. Greenberg, would you consider having a conversation with me? And he was gracious and kind. He said, sure. So Dr. Greenberg holds a doctorate in chiropractic medicine and has a PhD in biochemistry. He's lectured all over the world on health, on healing, and wellness. And he holds numerous patents involving technologies relating to the biological terrain and heart rate variability. Over the last 30 plus years, Dr. Greenberg has designed and formulated health products for countless professional nutritional companies. And I'm just really touched that as a clinician, he loves to focus on what can be done Monday morning in his practice and with his clients to make a positive difference in someone's life. I love that, Dr. Greenberg. I want to embrace that just in my normal everyday, not necessarily in my practice. I love that. Thank you. And welcome. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here, Sabrina. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I look forward to our conversation today.
Yeah, well, Dr. Greenberg, you've done so much and you've lived a full life. Would you please just share a little bit about your educational and your professional background?
Sure. Just briefly, you covered some of it in the intro. I hold undergraduate degrees in biology and chemistry, a graduate degree is PhD in biochemistry, and a doctorate of chiropractic. I was in private practice for 30 years, and I've invented hold patents and of a couple different medical technologies, one being for the assessment of the biological terrain, and one being for HRV or heart rate variability, which is an excellent way of looking at the autonomic nervous system, which we'll chat a little bit about as we go on here. I have traveled around the world and I've lectured about these concepts and technologies and had a wonderful experience of connecting with healers, doctors, clinicians all over the world and all over the planet that are like us, just doing the very best we can to help ourselves, to help others, to get through this changing world and changing time. I've formulated nutritional products for, I can't even count how many nutritional companies. And I've done that for over 30 years as well. And lately, my wife and I have become avid ballroom dancers. We ballroom dance as often as we possibly can. And we've recently just moved across the country from 8,000 feet up in Colorado out east to be close to family and particularly our new 4-year-old grandson.
Oh, how wonderful. Congratulations. That's
well,
exciting.
Well, thank you.
That's really exciting. So ballroom dancing, I love that. Ladies like to twirl. Definitely like to twirl.
You know, you're that. Right. And we have a saying in ballroom dancing that when we as guys were playing in the mud and throwing dirt clods at each other, that women and were beautifully twirling and dancing on their own. So they really can express themselves on the dance floor.
Definitely. Oh, how fun. What a great new activity for you and your wife. That's exciting. In all of that, I mean, in your entire picture of your life, you've done so many things. You've experienced and learned so much about the body. It's like you've had so many different hats that you've actually worn really, really well. And in our modern day, I would say probably in the last week and a half maybe, our world has witnessed some horrific things, and our stress and our anxiety levels are really raised. They've been heightened, especially over the last couple of years. And I just briefly shared with you before our show started that I'm learning how much stress has an impact on our bodies, especially in illness. And you had mentioned a little earlier that you had done studies and your heart rate variability and how, can you explain that a little bit more? Because that's about the central nervous system. And I think that if we can have a clear picture of, you know, what that looks like, because quite frankly, stress seems kind of nebulous sometimes. It's different from one person to another. But bottom line, what's the overview picture about stress in our nervous systems?
Well, that opens up a huge question, doesn't it? And I'll do my very best to kind of focus us in a little bit in that regard. And if I get off on a tangent, please don't hesitate to stop me. During those many hats that I've worn, as you've mentioned, and those many different facets or chapters of my career and activities, the one thing that never stopped is my desire to question. I have always wanted to find out the next answer why. I'm never happy with let's just do this because, let's follow the trend, let's do whatever is in front of us, but instead have always asked, why do we really get ill? And if most of us spend time eating well, trying to exercise, being active on the ballroom floor, et cetera, why are these things happening? And I began to realize that there are a set of common denominators that we can subclassify under the heading of stress. And when we think of stress, we've got to stop thinking of just that emotional mental stress, although that is still a major point of the stress. It also involves a physical stress. It can involve a chemical stress. It can involve an injury. It can involve many different things that we don't necessarily equate with just emotional mental stress. And that this seems to be the first domino in the cascade of events that set us up for weakness, that set us up for susceptibility, that set us up for illness. And so when I found this and began to put the pieces together, it really made sense to me. And as you mentioned, heart rate variability, which is a very simplistic, non-invasive technology that really just measures the heart rate, is utilized, we can measure the intervals between heart rate, heartbeat, and heart rate, heartbeat, heartbeat, heartbeat. So we usually think of, for instance, when we say that our heartbeat is 60 beats per minute, we usually think that means that it's a consistent, defined parameter. But in fact, it's not. 60 is just the average. And in fact, it may vary from 50 or 48 up into the 70s. That variation is called heart rate variability. And while the heart actually is the organ that is beating, that seems to be creating that rhythm, that pulse that we are testing for, it is the autonomic nervous system that actually dictates and determines the frequency of that heart rate. So by looking at the heart rate, we're not really diagnosing or assessing heart function. We're really looking at neurological or our nervous system function.
Wow. Wow. That's big. That's really big. We have to go for a break already, but Dr. Greenberg, I know, right? But when we come back, what I'd like to talk about, and I'd like to delve a little bit in there, is taking this nervous system, how does that really affect illness and what its role is? So when we come back after this break, you're watching Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and my guest is Dr. Robert Greenberg, and we'll be back in a minute.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the Good Life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and I am joined by Dr. Robert Greenberg. I wanted to remind you that we have a new sponsor. Touchstone Essentials is our sponsor of this show, and Touchstone is an organic nutritional supplement and CBD company, and we have a gift for you today as you're listening. And that gift is a $50 gift card. All you have to do is call in, leave your name, phone number, and email address, or drop me an email with Touchstone gift card, in the subject, and we'll get that sent out to you. So Dr. Greenberg, we were talking about nervous system. Stress affects all aspects of our body, not just the nervous system. How does stress, and what is the role that stress plays in illness?
Well, according to WebMD, which I'm not even going to quote all the details, but even they believe that 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related. So 75 to 90% of everything that we experience, that we see as a illness, as an imbalance, as a problem, as a broken system, really results from stress. So if you'll allow me for just a moment to get a little bit technical, but I promise I won't go too far, and I'll kind of bring it together so it's very understandable. Stress comes in and affects our autonomic nervous system. And our autonomic nervous system is broken down into two parts. The sympathetic, which is like the gas on your automobile, like the gas pedal. When we push it down, it makes us vroom, it makes us go. And it's often called the fight or flight response.
Oh, yeah.
So sympathetic is I'm gearing up. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to flight. I'm ready to do whatever it is. And everything physiological happens in order to make that occur. The other part of my autonomic nervous system is called the parasympathetic nervous system. And that's like my brake. And when I pump the brake, I slow things down. This is also called the rest and digest aspect of the nervous system. And this is where healing occurs. This is where digestion occurs, obviously. This is where rest and sleeping and all the restorative measures occur. And my body was wired to really exist most of the time in the parasympathetic. But I have been created in such a way that I can ebb and flow out of the sympathetic back to the sympathetic. So let me give you an example of how that happens. So I'm walking down a path and I see a rock on the path in front of me. I have to be concerned that there is an animal back there that will attack me. I was hardwired to do it that way. And thank goodness, because you can only make that mistake once and not be prepared. And then you become lunch instead of continuing on your journey. So my sympathetic nervous system gets stimulated. I go into this fight or flight, and then I discover everything is okay. I'm immediately put back into my parasympathetic system. And after a while, the neurotransmitters and hormones that have come up begin to reside and my system returns to normal. But life isn't about the tiger, the lion, the bear that's behind that rock anymore. Instead, it is taken on a different, different projection. It's now in that the cell phone, it's in that text message, it's in that email, it's in that call, it's in whatever aspect. And instead of having that moment to recover after the bear and the rock, I simply go from one stimulation to the next. And I do this so effortlessly, I don't even recognize it. And what's happening physiologically with each and every episode that I go through, as I read my phone or whatever the stimuli is that my nervous system goes into a advanced mode. And a part of my brain actually gets bigger. An area in my brain in the limbic system called the amygdala actually responds to the stimuli. And as it responds to the stimuli, it grows. And as it grows, it becomes more vigilant and more overactive, and it reacts even faster and longer. So you begin to see after a while that this becomes a self-perpetuating negative feedback loop, where one stimulation causes the next one, which causes the next one to happen even faster. And at the same time that the amygdala is expanding and becoming more overreactive, my hippocampus actually shrinks in size. And my hippocampus represents my brain's ability to learn new information, to recall information. So many times I know that people my age will say I'm having a senior moment. And in fact, it may not be a senior moment. It's just that the hippocampus has shrunk and that the amygdala has become larger. Now, am I babbling on too much, or are we okay?
So let me just get this clear. Stress comes in all different shapes and sizes. It's not just from an attack or from a situation where we could be harmed. It it happens, especially in our modern advanced world right now, at the drop of a hat. And like you said, by your phone. And we carry our phones with us all over the place. And so as our body is experiencing all this stress, what happens is it's changing. And the functions that are naturally supposed to be going on in our bodies change. Is that right?
Well, we haven't taken that last step, but you're absolutely right. We've just taken it into the brain and the brain's reaction to this stress. So what the enlarged...
So hang on right there. Okay. Hang on right there, because I have to go on another break.
Okay.
This is just so good. So when we come back, we're going to learn about the brain and the connection to illness, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
All right, so welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Dr. Greenberg, and this is fascinating. We're talking about stress and how it affects our body. And so at the beginning of the show, I told you that I spoke about how our world is changing. And just in the last week and a half, our world has changed. And with what's going on over in Ukraine has stimulated more anxiety and more stress. Our culture over the last 2 years have been threatened. We've had to make a lot of personal changes in our lifestyles. And all of this, whether we realize it or not, has an effect on our body. And so, Dr. Greenberg, before we went on break, you were just about ready to tell us how the brain with stress, what that does to our body, and what role it has in illness.
Yeah, and that's where we're getting to the crux of seeing that these stressors that we've been talking about really are the underlying cause of all of these things. And we're about to demonstrate that almost all conditions, almost all imbalances come from this. And this happens that when we are in this sympathetic mode, our sympathetic nervous system puts us in fight or flight. Our amygdala gets larger and larger so that it can react even more, which further stimulates this situation. Our body, in response to those reactions, produces a number of neurotransmitters and hormones to carry out the fight or flight mechanism. Well, short term, again, the fight or flight mechanism is excellent because it's going to put blood into our muscles to fight or to run away. But as we no longer move into a rest and digest parasympathetic mode, in order to recover from that, we start staying in this sympathetic dominance. Those hormones become almost permanent, if you will. And the permanent or chronic elevation of hormones like cortisol, which is one of the primary hormones that the autonomic nervous system sympathetic branch stimulates the production of, causes all kinds of problems. And the list is extensive, but let me start with the most important. And that is that when you're in fight or flight, inflammation is never checked. In other words, our body has natural mechanisms to slow down or stop inflammation. And if we're in fight or flight mechanism, those mechanisms no longer work. So what happens to inflammation and the regulation of that inflammation in our body is that it runs wild. And as it runs wild on its own, inflammation grows wild. Now, why did I say that was the most important? Well, because now we know that at the root cause of almost every disease is the condition of inflammation. So we talk about ways of lowering inflammation through dietary means or through supplement means or through lifestyle change means, which are all excellent. But unless we downregulate the autonomic nervous system, sympathetic branch, we are going to continue to create inflammation. And as long as we do that, we could stop right there and we could say that covers almost everything that we experience in life. But it doesn't stop there. It causes elevated oxidative stress or oxidative damage, which means that we are damaging our cell membranes. We are damaging our DNA. We are damaging our structures in our body as a result of this elevation. We are creating insomnia. So we're not sleeping well because our autonomic nervous system is dysregulated. And then when we would create sleep problems, we create an entire cascade of issues. But just correcting the sleep problem is still the effect and not the cause. The cause, as you begin to see, is always comes back to this underlying autonomic nervous system sympathetic regulation. This creates immune problems because if we are in the sympathetic stimulation, we don't need to fight off a cold or an infection. We just need to run away from that animal. Does that begin to make sense?
It makes incredible sense. And that brings to mind, so all of this is because the body's going through all of these changes, is that why when somebody who's running on hyper, right? Hyperactivity with all kinds of commitments here, there, and whatever, and juggling all kinds of tasks and responsibilities, their body's constantly firing like this. Is that why when they downshift, if you will, and things lighten up a little bit, is that why they get sick?
That's exactly why they get sick, is that the body is in a protective mechanism during the periods of time that, in the, let me rephrase that. In the initial stages of overstimulation of the sympathetic or fight or flight, our body still has that recovery and that recuperative ability. If, however, we push it too far, we won't even make it to the point where we slow down and we get sick. Something will break and we will be forced to slow down and to deal with it. But you're absolutely right in your assessment that while we still have that recoverability and we do slow down, we almost always get sick, don't we? Because our body is under such dysregulation.
Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating. So you mentioned a few things that can be, I guess, changed, like lifestyle, better nutrition, supplementation. So where would you have someone begin as they start to take a look at their stress levels and all that they're juggling and some of the discomfort and dis-ease of their body? Where would you have them start?
Well, that's a great question. And before I answer that, I did want to just mention that there are so many other physiological parameters connected to this scenario. We only mentioned inflammation, oxidative stress, insomnia, immune problems, but the list is extensive: brain issues, memory, recall, learning abilities, digestive problems, blood sugar handling problems, weight gain, obesity, cardiovascular issues, muscle and bone loss in integrity, hormonal imbalance, premature aging, all of
these things.
Yes, yes. That's what I want your listeners, your viewers to get, is it really is everything that we experience. And so going out there, so before we talk about what do? You have to always remember that I could, for instance, take any of those things that we just mentioned. Let's take digestive and say, I could always change my diet. I could add digestive enzymes. I could add probiotic in, and I may get or may not get some degree of change in my digestive dysfunction. Why is it only partial or temporary? And the reason is we haven't got or change the underlying cause. And the underlying cause, we can't lose sight of the fact that the underlying cause is still this sympathetic dominance, this abundance of cortisol neurotransmitters coursing through our system. So we have to remember that treating all of these effects or symptoms is not really getting to the underlying cause. And so that's kind of the premise that we want to create as we talk about other things that we can do to change the big picture from the cellular level up.
Okay, so you mentioned cellular level. That is where you would start then. And that would be, how do we change the health of the cell? And what little bit I know is, it sounds like you need to detox. And that, you know, there are so many things in the stores that are rigorous and cleanses. How is detoxing? How can detoxing be gentle and effective without overloading all of our other organs and all of our other systems in that process? Because we are, in detoxing, you are taking out bad stuff. You're cleaning the body, correct?
Correct. And you are absolutely correct in the need for detoxification to occur in order for anything positive to happen. But this is sort of a quandary, a catch-22, if you will, because detox, while it is absolutely necessary, and we're going to talk about an amazing compound that detoxes incredibly well without creating a lot of those adverse reactions that you were referring to, can even work better if I can downregulate my autonomic nervous system at the same part. So I want to present those almost in tandem together. Order to downregulate my autonomic nervous system, one of the greatest and simplest things to use is CBD. CBD works incredibly well, and it is a known substance that actually helps the amygdala, stimulates the hippocampus to a certain degree, and down-regulates the sympathetic overstimulation. So CBD is right there at the beginning with detoxification.
Okay, so hold that thought, because we have to go for one more break. When we come back, the simple three-part step to making a change in your life and to really take you to a more vital, energetic life. We're here with Dr. Greenberg, and you're listening to Live the Good Life Show. We'll be right back.
Limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the Good Life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Live the Good Life Show, and today we're talking to Dr. Greenberg, and it's about detox, build, and balance. What does that do? It's a three-step process. Today, since you're listening, our sponsor, Touchstone Essentials, has provided $50 gift cards available to the listeners today with any initial purchase of $75 or more. To get your $50 gift card, all you have to do is call into the show, 800-930-2819, yes, and or drop me an email at sabrina@therightwrightbalance.com, and in the subject line, put Touchstone gift card, okay? Dr. Greenberg, three simple steps. We're going to start with detoxing and changing our sympathetic nervous system from firing. That's the first thing, right?
Correct. We've got to lower that stimulation that happens all the time. One of the greatest ways of doing that is through CBD, which downregulates. There are also a number of great adaptogens that are out there that can do this as well. But CBD is one of the greatest. The next step is we've got to get all of the chemicals and toxins out. And 30 years ago, when I started in practice, it wasn't something nearly as pertinent as it is today. And I jotted down a couple frightening facts. And while I risked the opportunity of putting people into sympathetic overdrive and sharing this with you, it's something we need to know. So forgive me for a moment while I read a couple facts. The world produces 250 billion tons of up to 150 different man-made chemical substances yearly. 250 billion tons, 150,000 different man-made substances. 420 substances known or suspected to cause cancer are found in every human adult. 287 substances found in the cord blood of newborn babies, of which 63% cause cancer. 76% are toxic to the brain and nervous system. 72% cause birth defects and abnormal development. And the list goes on and on and on. And I won't go into this now, except to emphasize that we can't do anything without detoxification. We have got to remove these chemicals that we are exposed to constantly from the body. And I have tried detoxification diets and teas and programs and liver cleanses and many, many different steps. And really, one of the most scientifically backed best means of removing is through a natural product called zeolite. And Touchstone Essentials has the best zeolite that I've been able to find. And that is because it's pure. It doesn't have toxins in it. It is kept in its natural state and it's micro-sized in order to get easily in through the body. Now, zeolite is very unique and it's formed by volcanic rock and ash beginning to cool and cooling in a special alkaline environment, alkaline water, which cools it down. If the environment that it's cooling off in is just perfect, it creates this amazing entity that is incredibly porous. The porosities are sponge-like, And that attribute or that factor is one of the attributes that zeolite has, is that it acts like a sponge and it soaks up and it absorbs toxins. So that's one way. It acts like an absorbent sponge, but it also does something else which puts it in a unique category. It acts as an adsorbent as well, which means that it uses ionic exchange. It donates molecules, atoms, I should say, of magnesium and calcium while picking up deadly and dangerous toxins that have a positive charge to it. So it donates these good minerals, a positive. It picks up these deadly, harmful elements interfere with everything. Toxins interfere with everything, and zeolite, particularly again, the zeolite that I have found in Pure Body and Pure Body Extra through Touchstone Essentials, is the best way of detoxification. So you've got detox, you've got balance of the autonomic nervous system through CBD. And now the only part of the equation that we're really missing is to build. Our body needs nourishment and nutrition. And we already talked about the fact that when our autonomic nervous system is in a hyper state, our digestive system function diminishes, means even if we're eating well, we're not getting all of that nourishment in. And of course, you and I know, and so many of your viewers know, that even if you do eat well, that there's no assurance that it comes from good soil, that has good minerals, et cetera.
Yeah,
that's true. We need to get this into our body in as easy and stress-less way as possible. And the best way that I have found to do that is through a product also through Touchstone Essentials called Super Green Juice. And it is a wonderful way of getting all of those nutrients in.
Okay. Dr. Greenberg, we have a caller on the line. We've got Janet from Bothell who has a question. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I was listening to your show, first time caller, first time listener, and I was really interested in what the doctor was speaking about. And I really believe in supplements, and I try to stay as healthy as possible. But I'm sure I need to be taking something more for a brain injury. I had a car accident over a year ago, and I had a concussion. And I'm going through cognitive therapy right now, but it seems like I'm just missing something, and I don't really know. Well, I've also got a lot of stress because my mom just passed away at the beginning of the month, and I took care of both parents, and my dad passed away last year. So it's like really emotional right now because I'm trying to go through the house and pack clothes up and do things like this. And I know that the supplements that I'm not taking could help a lot, but I'm really not sure what it is I can do besides eating healthy, and I'm taking the supplements that I do. You have probably more information you could give to me.
Doctor?
Well, I'm not diagnosing your conditions or recommending specific treatment for your condition because I don't know enough about it, but speaking from a general perspective, I'm sorry for what you're going through. You've gone through tremendous trauma, and you're locked into a sympathetic dominant situation. You've got to downregulate. So to keep it simple, CBD to downregulate the system, the autonomic nervous system. You've got to detox. You've got to get the poisons, the chemicals that all of us have in our body out of the system. And that is imperative to anybody and everybody getting well. And the last is you've got to rebuild, and the rebuild comes from the nourishment. So all three of those steps are essential for what you do from a supplement dietary perspective. And then you need to go into learning to lower your stress and breathing and all of the other aspects that you can do. So that would be a great starting point for you.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Greenberg, for sharing this. And Janet, please leave all of your contact information. And we'll be reaching out to you. Thank you for your call.
Yep, we already got it. Go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. One more time, Touchstone Essentials is the sponsor of this show, and they have $50 gift cards available on your initial purchase of $75 or more. Drop us an email at sabrina@therightbalance.com, and we'll send it right out to you. Thanks so much, everyone, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you, Dr. Greenberg.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's therightbalance.com.